Bezrat Hashem, tonight we're going to be reading, we're going to be counting Yesod Sheba Gvura. We have a special week where we reveal the Gvura of our Nefesh. And Yesod is the sixth Sfirah from the seven Sfirot. And in the Tikkuni HaZohar, when the Sfirot are explained, the Brit, the Yesod is called Brit. That's in regards to the position of the body. Then Chesed is the right hand, Gvura is the left hand, but Yesod specifically is the Ot Brit Kodesh, is where the male and the female organ is. That's the Yesod, and it's called Brit. Every time we refer to the Sfirah of Yesod, we refer to it as a Brit. Now really a Brit, if you want to translate it in some type of a way they can relate with, a Brit is a covenant, or maybe an alliance. And the way the world was created, that we came down to this world, as our souls, without having any covenants between ourselves. We came here as separate entities. The idea of a brit, the idea of a covenant, is a chidush, is something that is new. We come together, we agree, And we come into a covenant, into alliance. Like for example, when a couple wants to get married, they agree to get married. And even in Hebrew, to get married is called Brit Nisuim. It's a covenant of marriage. So any type of covenant is a chidush, something that is new, because it wasn't there before. The same way is how the souls came down to the world. We didn't come together attached. The only two souls that were, so to say, created attached is Adam and Chava, which we learned in the Gates of Reincarnation, if you're following the class, that specifically in chapter 6, in the Gates of Reincarnation of the Arizal, where he explains that the first neshamot, they were back to back, they were attached to each other. So, but when the souls come down here to the world, they're not attached, they're separated. Now, we have to bring ourselves to a point that we make covenants between us. Now in English, I don't know how it's said, maybe you can help me. In Hebrew, when you want to make a covenant, it's called lichrot brit. In English, I never found the actual term, how you say, what do you say, make a covenant? In Hebrew, you say lichrot, which is a very interesting way of expressing himself, because lichrot means to cut. But then again, I'm doing a brit. Brit is a covenant. So are you cutting or you're connecting? In English, it doesn't sit well. I mean, you say you make a covenant. You don't say cut a covenant.
But it's
exactly. Brit ben abetarim. That's when they Hashem and Avraham Avinu, they cut the animal and they went through it. But nevertheless, that's where the word comes, lichrot brit. But in English, I don't know, I didn't find the right term how you say it, but nevertheless, the idea is that we here as humans, or I should say it more to be precise, soul and bodies, we are here to create covenants, to initiate covenants between one and the other. That's what we came down to this world. Now, the way it works, that there's always going to be some type of a barrier or an obstacle that will not allow me to come into a covenant with somebody else. This is usually the case. You want to get married, there's going to be all sorts of issues. You want to go into a business deal, you want to just have shalom bayit, a peace between one person and another, there's always going to be some type of force that will cause a separation. Not only a separation, a disturbance. Now, this comes tomorrow into action on our day-to-day life. Not with every person I get along. Usually, take now a community, sit now here in a room, 30 people, the majority won't get along with each other. I'll get along with this guy and this guy and this guy. With these two, I'm not going to get along. Why? I don't know what. I don't know why. But that's the reality, that we constantly find ourselves in frictions with other people. And really, when you really go to the depth of it, there's no reason why I should be in friction with any person. Doesn't mean I have to be crazy about every person who is around me, but on the other hand, I should not have any arguments and frictions and disagreement with other people. Lehefech, part of the journey in this world, part of our what we need to do is to overcome these separations and obstacles between us, I like calling it like screens, that or like a barrier, something that is stopping from me and you to become more friendly or more connected to each other. I need to know how to break these barriers, how to break these screens in order so I can reach out to another person. And it can be somebody as close to me as my wife, and it can be somebody random in the street, and it can be a fellow friend in the congregation or in the minyan or wherever it is. Now, there are two levels of these barriers. One of them is in the physical world, and one of them is the spiritual world. So in the physical world, this is a pretty obvious. There's some people that I don't get along with, or they don't get along with me. I'm not looking for any argument here, but they just don't get along with me. They don't like me. Maybe they're jealous. Maybe they're angry, whatever it is. But nevertheless, there's also these barriers in the spiritual level. And sometimes you see the two people on a spiritual level, they can't connect. They might be able to connect in a physical way, but not in a spiritual way. Nevertheless, I need to break these barriers. How do I break these barriers? With a powerful power of Gvura. There's no other way to do that, but with the power of Gvura. And this power of Gvura, which I mentioned yesterday, the power of Gvura is the power of the Nefesh. The energy of the Nefesh is Gvura. That is what allows me to break all these barriers between one person and another. Needless to say, I need a very powerful part of Gvura here. Now, in the Sefirot, Yesod is the power that can lehashpia, to influence something else, to allow, to overpower something else. This is the power that is dwelling in the Sefira of Yesod. Now when I put both of them together, then I have the Gvura, the power to break the barriers, but I also have the power of Yesod to give over. Lashpia is to give over. And it can be something positive, can be something negative. But nevertheless, the ultimate Mashpia, the ultimate giver is Hashem. But since I'm created in the image of Hashem, I also have the ability to be a giver. I can give physical, I can give spiritual, I can give emotional. Some people say, I don't need anything physical from you. I just need emotional support from you. I need spiritual support for you, whatever it is. Maybe sometimes the physical. But nevertheless, I have to become a giver. Now, the whole idea of this coming into covenant between one person and another is for one major reason, is not to be by yourself. There's many people that, unfortunately, for whatever reason, they become isolated from the community, isolated from their family, for many different reasons. One of the worst feelings one can have is being lonely, that you feel that the world is around, is against you, and everybody doesn't want to talk to you, or everybody treats you not well, or whatever. It's a very bad feeling to feel isolated from the world. Sometimes it's the reality, that the world around you really isolates you, sometimes it's your own issues. But nevertheless, we are creatures that were designed to be together. Very few people can live like lone wolves in the mountains quietly. I know many people say, oh, I wish I would just live by myself on some mountain. Yeah, that will work maybe for a short period, and then you need companion. You need some company. So the idea of coming into a covenant is to break the idea of this bidud, of this loneliness. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam HaRishon, gave him a few hours and says, Lo tov al Adam, leot levado. Right away the Torah says, it's not good for a man to be by himself. It doesn't bring any benefit when you're by yourself. You don't grow spiritually, not emotionally. Nevertheless, if somebody needs to scratch your back, who's going to do it? Or are you going to go on the tree like this? So you need somebody to scratch your back. Nevertheless, in order for me to come into a covenant, you need Gvura. You must have Gvura for that. Even when it comes to a coming into a covenant of marriage, you know what gvura you need to get into a marriage? Most people, when they're dating, after the period of dating, comes the big question, how do I know that's the right one for me? Now, whether it doesn't matter if it's in the secular world or the observant world, this is the major question that everybody has. I'm not sure. You know, many people that are dating, I'm talking in a kosher way, not people who are friends. Sometimes people are dating for 7 years. What about, why aren't you getting married? I still didn't decide. But even when people are dating, they find it hard to, okay, how do I know that's really the right person? So for that, you need a lot of gvura. Gvura needs, you need the bravery to say, okay, I'm leaving my past, so to say, because now starting a new covenant here. there's going to be something new here. Now, going back to the Midah of Gvura, the Midah of Gvura has the ability to connect two souls together. When two souls need to come together, then it's by the power of Midah Gvura. So, Gvura has the ability to, when there is a certain gap between me and another person, only Gvura is going to be able to get the gap closer. And I'm sure you notice, most of the Sidurim, when we open the prayer of Shacharit, we mention a certain Mishnah that we say, what are the things that are a big mitzvah in this world, but you get your reward in the world to come, but also a reward in this world. And it says, a person who wakes up early in the morning, and to come to pray, of course, not to go for a jog in Central Park. Wake up early in the morning to go to the prayer. And a person who visits a sick person, Bikur Cholim, escorting a person who passed away on their last path, Alvayat Amet. There's a whole list. And one of them is Amavi Shalom Ben Adam Lechavero. A person who can bring peace between one person and another. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is all about unity and love, not about separation. So in order to bring two people together, you need to use the power of Gvura. So today, we have, not today, in about an hour, we're going to have the auspicious time, the energy of the universe, is specifically the yesod of the Gvura, is taking the power of the connection and the power of giving, the power of lashpia, of yesod, and putting it together. Practically saying, since we like to take our learning to something practical, I need to observe my relationships and to see in which relationship that I have there's a barrier, there's a screen, there's something that forms a separation between me and that person. And you might be able to do it within 3 seconds, or you might have to really observe in which relationships there's no good communication here. Some relationships you need to know when there's zero communication and there's no point here even to get into a relationship and you want to back out. And this is not so common. But there are relationships that are toxic for you. They're not good for you. Better to back up. Back off, back up. Whatever it is, just leave the relationship. It doesn't do anything good. Sometimes it can be a very destructive relationship, or one of the sides is maybe not necessarily so healthy, maybe a little bit ill emotionally, and it becomes already a very sick relationship. And that person on the other side says, needs to know, okay, this is a very bad relationship for me to be in, very toxic, I need to step back. But in most cases, I need to look around me and observe all the relationships that I have, and to make an account. As in this relationship, is there good communication? Yes. In this relationship, yes. And this is not so great, doing great so here. Then that has to raise a red flag here. Not to just say, okay, that person is annoying. That person gets on my nerves. That person can't stand him. If you detect a relationship that you're saying that person is driving me nuts, or I don't get along with him, that is where you have to say, okay, now let me see how I'm bridging to that person. There shouldn't be such a thing that I'm not getting along with everybody. I would maybe give you two people that you don't really get along with. But even those two people still have to create a bridge to know, how am I coming into covenants with people? Now, I don't have to sign contracts. I don't have to shake hands. It's just connection between two souls. And specifically the ones that there's the most friction, these are the relationships that you need to work on to bring it into a peaceful relationship. So, of course, like I said many times, in order to apply all that we're talking about, it has to be no ego, no arrogance, no yeshut, no selfness, humbleness. And I know it's usually the ego is going to say, you want me now to make peace with this guy? Never! So, no. Dafka, the one that you don't find the way how to bridge and to make peace, Dafka, that's the person that needs that you need to work on. That you say, okay, I need to work, rise above my level. Today I met this person who told me whatever personal issues, and I told him, it's your responsibility to rise above your limitations and to reach out and to change. And he couldn't find he says, okay, I'm not ready for that. At least he was honest. He said, I'm not ready for that. I know I'm not going to be able to do it. But I told him, but the problem is you, not the other side. You are the problem. You have to work on yourself. And when you work on yourself, you're going to have to develop the bridge, how to cross to the other side. And when you do that, you'll be the winner. You'll be the one who's getting two things together. Hashem doesn't have an agenda of separating things. Hashem has an agenda of only connecting things and unifying things. So we need to be humble. We need to be truthful. And we need to say, I don't want to have relationships that they're not work. And especially if it's coming from my side. If it's coming from the other side, I can try whatever I can. But if it's coming from my side, so much more so that I need to work on. So the point is to really focus on the relationships that I have, that focus first on the ones that are important, that are close to home, your wife, your husband, your kids, your parents, your siblings, your business partners, people around you that are close to you. Don't start looking for people from 40 years ago that you had an argument. Start with something close to home where you observe the relationship and you're saying, is there a place for me here to bridge to the other side? Where can I come into covenant in this person? And again, it's not signing a contract. It's coming into an understanding, agreement, and a way that you can communicate in a very, very healthy way. Zad Hashem, Hashem should make you very, very successful.